This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming!
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
How can you not be romantic about that offense? Man, just romanticizing about the glory days of 2023, of the first 60 games of that year and the final, 15 games of that season as well.
What did you compare this start to a couple of years ago?
23, the year they won the World Series. 23 through 55 games was the most runs they'd ever scored in their history. This is the fewest runs they've ever scored in their history. It's about half. Through 55 games, they've scored about half of what they had scored through 55 and 23.
Well, they waste Jake DeGrom, who did not pitch. It was not his best outing, but certainly not his worst. He was pretty good. Went into the sixth inning, allowed the two runs, took him out at 81 pitches. I was at the game. Peyton was at the game. Peyton, I didn't know that he was dealing with a finger thingy. We couldn't tell that, obviously, at the game, but because we were surprised they took him out at 81 pitches. Into the sixth.
How deep has he gone into these games, though, with his pitch count anyway?
I mean, the previous three starts, he had been over 90. He had been at 96. He had been at 100 and something. So, I mean, this was early. This was early. They at least, I think, could have gotten him out of the sixth outside of the fact that, like you guys said, that there was some concern.
And this was the... Did they say which finger was it?
I don't know.
But he's had issues with a couple, like before with the Mets. He had gotten pulled out of games with a nerve issue in his finger.
Yeah, Sandler has nothing on it. Evan Grant has nothing on it. So I'm taking that as a good sign.
Yeah.
That it's not something serious.
That's a great sign.
Jacob DeGrom acknowledged after the game that he had a quote hot spot on one of his fingers, but said it is not a blister.
Okay.
A hot spot. I love a good hot spot. I don't know what that means, but sure, I got a hot spot all over the place. So the Rangers do blow it. They get another a performance from their staff where they only are, all they need is three runs to win, and they can't do it.
If I want to bet on them as a team, run scoring wise, what would I get odds wise in terms of unders? Like their under is set at what compared to everyone else? Because rather than bet on individual at bats through Underdog and all that stuff, with Kevin Hagelin's promo. I'm like, why don't I just bet on them scoring less than three runs every single night, and I'll be rich.
All right, so let me go here. Let me look at...
Because that's like a lock, especially against a decent pitcher. Like you were talking about the pitch count yesterday with Gausman. You're looking up at the scoreboard.
Yeah, I mean, it was in the fourth inning, top four. He had thrown, it was like 25 pitches. He had thrown three balls.
They showed his pitches per inning, and it was like six.
Yeah.
12. It was comically low.
Just hacking. Just going up there with no plan.
Oh.
So today.
Brett Boone tomorrow, 9:20.
Today, well, no, that actually probably was their plan. Hack early. Like that was pretty clear, right? They were going up there. So the Rangers today, their over under on runs is actually higher than Toronto's. It's 4.5. Toronto's is 3.5. The over under on runs today. Just for today's game.
Under.
It's at 3.5? What's the over-under at?
Rangers is 4.5. Now, bet the under. In order to win $100, you got to bet 145. So the under is the favorite. And if you bet the over, if you bet 100, you win 110. So it's the favorite is the under.
Avaldi against Francis. And
that's why the Rangers have a higher than Toronto.
Francis has a 5.54.
I was just looking
at it. Well, it shouldn't affect.
Avaldi will affect Toronto's. Right, so
but
Toronto's
would
be low.
I just want to bet on the Rangers under.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That has no effect on the Blue Jays have no effect on that.
Yeah, the starting pitcher does.
Oh, the starting pitcher, yeah, but not Eovaldi.
No, not Eovaldi, but like that's why Toronto's is lower is because of Eovaldi.
If you take 2023, the Rangers offense, if you just take the first 29 games of that season and the runs they scored there, if Texas would have gotten shut out in the next 26 games after that, they still would have scored more through their first 55 games.
Oh, my God. It's bad. It's bad right now. And we have reached that point of the season, Memorial Day, where everyone really starts to look at the standings for the first time. Like, you know, you just kind of poking your eye at them and, you know, run differential. These stats start to really matter now because now you're about 60 games in. You know, you are more than a third of the way through the season. You're closer to the you're basically halfway between the halfway point and a quarter of the way in. So it's at a really good spot to start looking at these things. First of all, a couple of things pop. The American League, there are 15 teams in the AL, and 11 of them have at least a 25% chance to make the playoffs right now, including the Rangers, who are almost a 30% chance to make the postseason on Fangraphs. They're at like 28.3.
Third in the West, 4.5 games back along with the Angels. Seattle leading the way, a game and a half up on the armpit.
So I found this article on ESPN about you know, Memorial Day standings check. And a couple of the points that are made about the Rangers in here is they believe that two of the Rangers, Astros, Red Sox will make the postseason. So two of them, they believe, will make the playoffs. Now, whether or not they're making it as the division winner or what, they don't specify. Obviously, it doesn't look like it would be the division winner, but only 4.5 out. That doesn't really matter. There are so many teams that are within 3 games in the American League of the playoffs. So you've got like half a dozen teams, eight teams, that are within 3 games of the wild card. And 6 of them are outside the playoffs looking in.
That's why you got to figure out really quickly if this is a team worth investing in or not. Because there's going to be a lot of people wanting to buy because it's so close.
You are going to see, like we saw last year, the Rays just decided, hey, look, we're just going to sell. There's an opportunity for us to sell, so we're just going to sell. There's a lack of parity at the bottom. There's a ton of parity in baseball. The Rockies, the White Sox, the Pirates, and the Marlins, you can basically pick any year you want, pencil them in for the bottom, and it's going to hit. What those four teams have done is a disgrace. It is a disgrace to the game. The Pirates are going to wind up trading Paul Skeens. And they should just force them to sell. O'Neill Cruz over the weekend hit a ball 122.9 miles an hour. It's the fastest ever recorded. He's an electric player. They have two of the most electric young players in the game. They can't buy a win. Nobody's going to the games. Unless Skeens is playing, no one's going to the games. It's a disaster, and they've got to figure out something about it. So that's a little Memorial Day check at the standings. By the way, big miss, I thought, yesterday by Major League Baseball. There were 12 games in the schedule. That means 6 teams have one of the 3 days that everyone in America has off to go to these games. And they were not playing.
Mm.
There were 3 games that should have played yesterday that didn't happen. Everybody should play every Memorial Day, every 4th of July, and every Labor Day. You should, without question, have a game on those days.
And where did the Rangers fall to in the power rankings?
So, in the power rankings on CBS, after their 6-game losing skid that they had, they just snapped. They dropped 5 spots. They went all the way down to number 20.
Ugh, 20.
Yep. And it says these Rangers are just so inconsistent, it's difficult to trust, but they are still just 4 games out.
That's the problem. You're just going to...
Big buy. Yeah, buy signal.
You're going to go buy?
I'm going B-U-Y.
Buy at the deadline, you mean.
Not B-Y-E, B-U-Y. And I'm going to get 2 bats. This staff is too good to sell on.
It's definitely too good to sell on. My question is, who's selling? That's the problem they're going to run into. There's no bats. Are you going to get Brent Rooker? I mean, sure, I'm in on that, but I don't know if they're going to trade him.
You're probably like paying through the nose for it is the problem. So you're probably not going to get guys that like really are the type of impact bats you would normally expect at a deadline. And then you're going to pay like probably impact bat prices.
Yeah,
and that's where it's like, I'd rather take advantage of that.
It's 53 games in, all right? There will be some more separation, I'm going to assume. There's always people available. All right? It's not, no one is going to sell. Everyone's going to buy. There will be no one available. That's never happened in the history of any deadline ever. Someone will be available. It's a question of whether you want to pay and how high the price is and what do you want to give up.
Yeah, yeah,
I just think you cannot waste this staff. It's criminal to waste this staff.
It's a great staff. You know, is Baltimore going to be a seller?
Already fired their manager.
Right, they fired their manager, but they've got young players that are relatively inexpensive, but they're coming up on contracts. So, or is that a team that you could poach from? Like, is Baltimore really going to get rid of some of the young guns?
Right.
I mean, they are like a massive disappointment. They've been floundering in a big way because they were looked at as like the team where it's when they started having success, people were like, all right, that's the next juggernaut for the next probably 6-7 years. And they're starting to spiral towards 100 losses again. How many games do you think the Rangers have lost this season where they only allowed 3 runs or fewer?
12.
11, pretty close. So, I mean, you're talking about if you're just scoring a reasonable amount, a normal amount, like this is a team that should be closer to probably being 37 and 18 or something like that.
Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers with Sean and RJ, Choppy and Peyton, both at the Globe yesterday right here on The Fan.
You want Jack Leiter or the early submission for worst take of the week?
Does it have to do with the Rangers, the take?
Yes.
That.
All right. This is Xavier Scruggs on ESPN. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we had the Cy Young article where Nathan Eovaldi was not mentioned as a top 10 candidate for Cy Young. This is Xavier Scruggs, who does MLB and ESPN, MLB Network and ESPN, talking about his top candidates for the American League Cy Young.
There's no doubt Scooble is going to be great, but I think Max Fried has been a little bit different this year since coming over to the Yankees. I like him a little bit more because of the wins, but also he's starting to rack up more strikeouts. I think he'll continue to get more as well because he's got such a great arsenal. I pick him a little bit ahead of Tarek Skubal on the American League side.
All right, so I was really proud that ESPN dusted off their Baseball Tonight set. They took it out of the fourth basement storage closet to roll these guys out of bed to give a take that no one's going to remember. But, and look, to be fair, Max Fried leads all starters in baseball with a 1.29. I have no problem with Max Fried being there. But to have Eovaldi behind Scooble, he's almost a full run better than Scooble in the ERA. Oh, you don't like ERA? That's fine. Nate also has the best whip in Major League Baseball. Oh, are you not a fan of whip? Well, he's got a better war than Scooble does as well. So if you want to put Fried at number one, I've got no issue with that.
Yeah, but how many parades does Eovaldi have? Because baseball threw Scooble a parade for throwing a complete game the other day. You throw a complete game.
I know.
And now all of a sudden, it's like you hit 5 homers in a single night.
Yeah, it's a good point.
It's ridiculous.
The complete game is a dying thing, but that doesn't discount the fact that Nathan Eovaldi has been I would say the second best pitcher in the American League as a whole throughout the entire year. You can make a case he's been the best. The only thing that Fried has over him really is the ERA. But Nate, strikeouts, his whip. I mean, he's there. He's there at the top of basically every single category.
And Nate's got a complete game, too.
And you can't have Eovaldi, I believe, anything lower than 2.
Scooble, to be fair, like if you just look at, because obviously all those numbers are higher for Eovaldi. If you look at Scooble, nobody in the American League out of qualifying pitchers has more strikeouts or fewer walks. Like in terms of just like the peripheral efficiency, he's been the most dominant.
So just for the record, am I getting the sense from you that you want them to sell?
Yes. I don't believe the offense is going to turn around.
I'm not believing the offense is going to turn around either. I need to acquire offense.
Right. So
this group is cooked.
Yeah, so I don't think you can acquire enough offense that makes sense to give away the capital that it would cost.
And you?
I'm going to buy with this pitching staff. I'm going to buy. Now, I guess if you do not believe in Malley, right, that's fine. If you not believe in the health of DeGrom.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I'm not going to fight you on that one. As it sits right now, though, there's been no indication, knock on all this Corian, that DeGrom is anything but healthy. And, yeah, while I don't trust Mally, I will take my chances with Nate and Jake to start a playoff, to start game one and two.
Diamond Cavs with RJ Choppy on the home of your favorite baseball team, as frustrating as they are. 6:30 pregame, first pitch at 7 o'clock tonight as they try to get even with the Jays. Do we have our Aaron Rodgers decision finally? And Choppy says there are reasons to feel positive about the Dallas Stars before game four tonight. We got some red zone for your football fix next on The Fan.
And it's back to Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan segment here, brought to you by the personal injury lawyers, Frankel and Frankel. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
How many people want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
This is the Red Zone every single day at this time here on your home of the Cowboys. It's 105 through the Fan. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy. We got our Cowboys insider Bobby Bell. We got Pepe back from the Bachelor Party and Aiden running the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. If the Pittsburgh Steelers get tired of waiting and waiting and waiting on Aaron Rodgers, apparently they have a backup plan.
They do. This, according to ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, who says their fallback plan, Kirk Cousins.
Mm.
Now, I mean, this is so Steelers. Is this not so Steelers? They are the new Indianapolis Colts, who went from decrepit old Philip Rivers to even more decrepit old Matt Ryan and Joe Flacco. And now they'd be going from Russ to maybe Rodgers to Kirk Cousins. It's like the Steelers are allergic to solving the actual problem, which is a long-term solution at quarterback. They are so buried in this idea of never resetting. They refuse to actually do the right thing. But, you know, maybe they'll luck into Ben again. They lucked into Ben at the mid to late first, 17th pick or something like that. And, you know, they never really try. So, sure, go ahead. Fall back from Aaron Rodgers to get Kirk Cousins.
I'm gonna cover the Steelers a little here, like defend them a little with the quarterback approach. So they did try to draft Pickett a couple years ago. That just didn't work out. After that, they bought on Justin Fields, who a lot of people thought still had a turnaround potential, and that was after like a 20-year run with Roethlisberger. Like, I mean, they had Roethlisberger, and then as soon as he ran out,
yeah,
they went and tried to draft somebody, didn't work out, and then they tried to get somebody who they thought was a buy low and really, really like boom kind of player.
Yeah, but then they wound up playing Russ.
Yeah, no, and I'm not saying that it worked out for him, but I'm saying I don't think the actual process has been totally awful for them.
What is he waiting for?
Rodgers?
Is he trying to skip all the OTAs and mini off seasons?
Yeah, he'll be there for training camp.
What has he claimed? He told McAfee or somebody that he had a personal issue going on that everybody knows about and that he wasn't going to address
it's
or something like that.
Egypt. I'm sure it's just he's going to go get stoned between the pyramids.
I'm more interested in smearing him in terms of the tabloids. Danica Patrick said that her relationship with Aaron was emotionally abusive, so that wore me down to nothing. Quote, people could never imagine that I would lack in confidence or belief in the simple things about who I am. Yeah, everything was torn to bits. He leaves a trail of blood. We should have actually got the audio of this. She sat down with Sage Steele. I don't think I'm saying too much earth-shattering stuff. There's been enough out there. I ignored it. But in real life, I would just say all the time, I'm built for hard things. I can handle hard things. So I saw it as a hard thing. And my nature is to try harder and do more. He leaves a trail of blood.
He doesn't.
Almost makes me like him more that it's that was against Danica.
I was gonna say he doesn't strike me as like when I hear he's emotionally abusive or whatever the line is. Like I think of somebody who's just like using manipulative tactics. I just think Aaron has a general air about him that's like you're dumber than me, like with everybody. And I don't know that
I
it's
can
like,
read.
Yeah,
I can
exactly.
Read, as he says I can read.
It's uncomebackwithable. But I mean, that's he strikes me as more just he's super arrogant and thinks everybody's dumber than him and. I don't know that that's abusive naturally as much as just like he's kind of a snot.
He went to Cal. I mean, let's be fair.
It's true.
877-881-1053, Franklin Franco injury attorney text line. We move on to a relationship we failed in trying to break up, Travis Hunter.
I'm so disappointed. I'm so sad. We had all tried, all of society really had tried for several months now to warn Travis Hunter about the numerous red flags that his fiance was displaying in public, whether it be the like the worst of these stories out of all of them was the one where she's like, yeah, Travis just drives me to the party and I go inside and freak dance with people. And then he just waits in the car for me. And it's perfect setup, healthy relationship setup. Let him canceling all of his social media accounts for a while, shutting those down because he just couldn't stand it. Well, he is officially married. He got married to the woman over the weekend, Leanna Leaney or Leaney. He married her and he bought her a G-Wagon. For a gift right out of the gate.
Minimum 200K.
My gosh. And so Travis Hunter, he seems like such a great guy.
Yes.
I hate that this so predictable relationship ending, it feels like.
Stays longer together, Travis or Belichick?
Travis. Man.
Yeah, well, guess. Problem. I mean, yeah, Travis.
There's still time for us to rescue Belichick. We haven't lost that one yet.
Man, this is unfortunately one of those situations where you just got to let it happen, and you got to let him learn.
Yeah.
He'll learn.
You got to touch the stove.
You got
to touch the stove. Are you totally convinced?
Yeah, you just got to learn. Like, I don't try to talk my friends out of things. Like, you know, you got to learn. Now, maybe that makes me a bad friend. I think it makes me a good friend.
Have you ever?
You just got to learn. You got to learn the hard way sometimes.
So you think us trying to talk you out of past stuff made us bad friends?
No. No. I don't think it made you bad friends at all. But, like, you know, I had to learn. You got to learn. Because, by the way, even if you try to talk him out of it, so guys, when it comes to that, are just like dogs when they see another dog. You can't, if my dog sees a dog, there's no talking to him for that, like, for that 5-minute stretch until he gets his barks out and his, whatever they say, hey, Ezekiel, hey, Tony, you know, whatever they say across the street to each other, there's no getting through to him. You just got to let it play out. And that's the same thing here. He's got to learn. We got to step back and let the kid learn. He'll figure it out.
I believe you have. Chop, have you ever given anyone the advice of you can't get married? Like leading up to a wedding?
Don't marry that person?
Yeah, like this, you can't get married.
Was I invited to the wedding?
Yeah.
Was there an open bar?
I've done
bar?
This twice. I've twice told people you can't get married.
Was there an open bar?
Yeah.
Then why would I sacrifice exactly. An open bar?
I will say, this is the most troubling fact of this is he got married on Saturday, which means I now share a wedding anniversary with Travis Hunter's awful relationship. So I'm now wondering, is that a bad omen for my future?
Probably.
I love a wedding. That would never try to
touch it. Jordan Hudson put up a post and then erased it. Pablo Torre, the one who has broken open all the Belichick stories over the past few weeks, she said Pablo Torre's findings have been nothing short of factually incorrect, slanderous, defamatory, and targeted. Can y'all please stop giving credibility to this reporter? And she erased it. And then Sunday morning, Torre responded, I find it bizarrely appropriate at this point that Jordan Hudson would post this and then very quickly delete it. But to be perfectly clear, I stand by our reporting in the episodes we publish. So there you go. Jordan Hudson trying to disparage the credibility of Pablo Torre.
I've reached such a negative, just default opinion with her that almost anything she says, I'm just going to be like, eh, probably not true. Probably making
that up. The fact that this, like, they were seeing him at, seeing her in his seats in 2021, to the fact that she's in charge of, like, she has like $8 million real estate portfolio now, that Bill's buying his ex-girlfriend a house. I mean, there are mounds of stories here.
I have some flag football odds from Bet Online for the future Team USA.
The USA is the favorite.
Good job.
Okay.
USA, rest of the world, though. Rest of the world is plus 200. Team USA is minus 300.
I'll say this. Because it's flag football, that obviously changes. I think
France and someone else has like beaten some type of USA team in some of this stuff.
I mean, it would not surprise me if, like, because it's flag and it's, you know, there's no offensive line. Yeah. It's like all skill stuff. And
NFL Network, we saw this. Like, they knew all the tricks and ins and outs of flag football.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So... If you were to take a flag football team, like a really good flag football team, and put them up against NFL players that aren't flag football players, the flag football team's going to win that game.
I was going to say, what do you think, like, do you think other sports have this too? Like in terms of just ice hockey versus roller hockey or baseball versus wiffle ball? Like if you had MLB players play guys who play wiffle ball all the time.
I bet you the wiffle ball guys destroy MLB players. Because you don't know how to throw those goofy pitches that they use and how to use the holes in the wiffle ball.
Justin Jefferson already said that this would be a dream, so Minnesota holding their breath. But it's 3 years from now. Starting quarterback for 2028 Team USA in the Olympics.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, the favorite at 2-1. Then?
Kyler Murray.
He's fourth.
Ooh. Josh Allen.
He's third.
Mahomes.
He's fifth.
Oh, wow. Jalen Hurts.
No, he's six. You guys got the entire...
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels is 3-1. And then will a current college player be the starting quarterback? No is minus 400. Yes is plus 250. So you would take someone now that, you know, makes it on out into the pros in a year or two. So those are some of the Team USA odds that I have.
It'd be funny if they went with like a pure drop back passer, just old school.
And then throw Scott Mitchell out there.
Tom Brady off and bring him out there.
Yeah.
It's the Red Zone every day at this time here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Stars game four tonight feels like a must win. And RJ Choppy came up with some Stars positives after game three and that drubbing where they've lost 9-1 combined in the last two games. Positives?
Yeah, you know, can you make them uncomfortable at all? Can you take anything from that? And the Stars do. There are a couple of things that you can take from that. You know, for one, in game three, they did really dominate in game three in the second period. Okay.
Okay.
They were plus 14 in shot attempts, plus 11 in scoring chances. And a 10-1 advantage in high.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Danger shot attempts. But they were digging out of that 2-0 hole, and they managed to get the one goal of their own. And then, you know, handful of seconds before the end of the period, McDavid scores another one.
Yeah, Bob Stauffer was very, very positive about some of the stuff they did in Game 3.
Oilers color analyst. Mark Messier made this point between one of the periods of Game 3. The Stars haven't gotten McDavid and Draisaitl off their games. But again, that 1-3 power play goal in the third period of game one, there have been precious few instances with the Stars carrying play for long stretches or putting a scare into Edmonton in the 5-on-5. But the Stars need to get kind of a lead going, a rush going. Skinner had nearly a 90% save percentage on shots off the rush entering that game. There's a couple of positives that you can take from it. Again, the 5-on-5, they started getting better in the 5-on-5, and maybe you get hints. That's the other one. A lot of the analysts are chalking up Game 3's performance to a deflation, especially early on in the first period. You're deflated, you lose Roope. You get him out there skating, you wonder if he's going to play, and then all of a sudden, 5 or 6 minutes on to the warm-ups, he leaves the ice and he can't go. That they're saying that has to be deflating to a team because he's so important on your faceoffs, on your power play, that you lose him and all of a sudden, I mean, it changes everything. He's one of the most important players. He's one of the guys. Look, he's not Mikko.
But 3:45 left, third period, game two.
3:45 left, third period, game. Okay.
That game was over.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Deflated for the beginning of game three?
Yeah, because you're thinking, all right, maybe we have him back.
I can see him between periods.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you have him back, and then, you know, all of a sudden, it takes a little bit of air out of you, and then you go in there, and you kind of come out flat in the first period of game three.
There's a lot of video of him skating yesterday, by the way, where he looked pretty smooth, and he said he feels good. He's doing everything he can to get back.
Where's Mikko?
Well, that's kind of a wonder. It's a question, because he has not had... I mean, he's been great throughout the course of the playoffs, but in this series, they've done a good job neutralizing him, where the Stars have not done the same job trying to neutralize.
So you were right about sitting up top at the AAC for hockey. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's great, right?
Could see,
were you guys
see,
in the end zone or like on the side?
We're in the corner, basically, like diagonal. Uh-huh.
Okay. And watching McDavid skate and watching the Stars like back up and give him space, it's like someone being afraid of being crossed up in basketball. Like, I'm like, just watching that, when McDavid has it, I'm like, he wasn't challenged. He wasn't given, you know, tight airspace. It felt like people were backing up, just letting him continue to do wizardry out there while skating around.
So I saw this stat.
It felt like a fear factor.
I saw this stat that, and this was like a game or two ago, so I don't remember if it's still updated. But at the time, he had 31 instances. Of him reaching 22.5 miles an hour on skates in this postseason. And no other player had more than 18 in the entire postseason.
Back with a full recap tomorrow morning. Jake Rietma in studio with the Stars trying to even things up.
And it's back to Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan segment here brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market, upgrade your vehicle. Get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine today. The back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. More new Chevys than anyone else. All priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax. Enjoy the difference based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Now he'll backhand one up, Stankoven. Stankoven with a shot. He scores! Logan Stankoven! And for the first time in this series, the Canes have a lead. It's 1-0.
And the Canes actually stay alive.
Good for them. First time in 16 conference finals games they won one.
It's Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. Is this what you were worried about in the Stars series with what has developed?
Yes, definitely. And it feels like, we'll get into it, I'm sure, later in the show, but it kind of feels like you're going to need Ottinger to stand on his head if you're going to take this thing down.
It feels like 3-1.
It does.
Is it because they got so outworked in the first two periods of game one?
Yeah.
Okay, I could see that.
Yeah. All right, explain to me, because I rely on your hockey knowledge more than others. The hint slash, is that, what's the right call there?
Yeah.
And I know you'll be objective.
I probably would have given it a major. I don't think I would have suspended, but I think that I get DeBoer's point. He was like, hey, if that was on McDavid, your golden boy, obviously you would have given it at least a major. I probably think it deserved a major instead of a minor.
Did either of you change your mind after we had on the Oilers color analyst and his interpretation or explanation?
No, because it's obviously he's looking at it from the other side. And he did say, like, if I was a Stars fan, I would probably want a major out of it.
Yeah.
So when you do that in hockey and I take my stick and I try to chop your foot off.
Yep.
That cannot be a 5-minute major.
Depending on how good you are.
Yeah. I mean, that's right, too. But it happens a lot more than, like, it's a play that happens frequently. But this one just happened to be that one small area where he got jammed on the body instead of on a pad.
Yeah. It's an intent. Is there an intent to injure? Like, they take that. I don't know how you can ever judge somebody's intent, but.
I can judge it with a stick pretty well.
Yeah, with a stick. You know, it's like the old. It's like I always go back to baseball. I always laugh about this. Umpires, like when they're judging a check swing. What was his intent to swing? Of course it was. His bat literally left his shoulder. Yeah. Of course there's an intent to swing. Let's not judge the intent there.
His intent to stop was the situation.
Yeah, this was retaliatory. And I believe in intent. It was intentional.
That was impressive that you said that word. I
don't even know what that word.
I can't say it easily.
Retaliatory?
Like retaliatory.
I just leave out a few letters.
Retaliatory.
Retaliative.
Yeah.
Retaliatory? Is it retaliatory?
That was pretty close.
Retaliatory. Yeah. Retaliatory.
Got it. Yeah, I think I have an extra syllable in it than the way Corey was saying.
Yeah, I say retaliatory.
I say retaliatory.
Retaliatory.
Yeah, is that right? I don't even know if that's right.
Ironically, when I say realtor, people get mad because I add an extra syllable.
Realtor.
How many syllables is
feels wrong?
Retaliatory.
Feels wrong. Realtor seems wrong. Yeah, I don't like it. No, they're realtors. I call them realtors.
Yeah.
It's not realty. It's realty.
Oh, here's the answer.
Retaliatory.
Yeah,
so there's the E in it.
Five syllables.
In your face, Corey. That's the homeschool coming out, baby. Yeah,
I do five. Retaliatory.
Peyton, let's hear you say it.
Retaliatory.
Ooh, very good.
He didn't say
he went
right.
to education.
It's one of those you just,
run through it like unprecedented.
How often do you think if somebody just says it with fast and with confidence that you're like, yeah, okay.
I mean, just happened. Choppy literally just said it wrong and he said, hey, I'm proud of you for that.
Yeah. Listen, if you're just confident in things you do, it's just going to happen.
Corey.
Walk right into that section.
What's coming up?
Seriously, what the hell happened to the Stars? We do that at 10 o'clock right out of the gate. And then is this Cowboys player underappreciated? We do that at 11 o'clock today.
It's about Dak.
Yep. It's always about Dak.
Yeah,
just kidding. It's not.
Underappreciated. That's what they
call
it.
Well, that's probably why it should be about him, because you don't think that's a joke. You think he's overappreciated.
I think he's appreciated the right way.
That's good.
Is that...
No.
The thing that I get tired of is people are like, he was a fourth round draft pick. Not anymore.
We're past that.
Like, not anymore. We're two contracts beyond that.
Now he's the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Yeah.
That's how
he's
got to
play better.
Mm-hmm. Phil Robertson passed away. All right. Duck Dynasty.
So I knew that because that's what everyone put in the headlines. I've never actually seen Duck Dynasty.
Oh, yeah.
Is it, Is it just about?
It's a hokey kind of. Bobby, you described it.
It's awful. So it's campy, scripted, like wholesome. Look how wacky their interactions are, and they're these like woodsmen and stuff like that.
Then why did you write all this praise for him last night?
No, I wrote that the show I didn't like. I liked him. His story is really fascinating. Him walking. He was gonna be the starting quarterback at Louisiana Tech.
Ahead of Bradshaw.
He and Bradshaw were teammates. He was going to be the starter, and he left to just go. He's like, I want to be in a duck blind. And he left school and was like, I just want to go build my family over here. So he was starting ahead of Bradshaw at Louisiana Tech, ended up going back to Louisiana, starting the Duck Commander company, built it from the ground up.
He didn't create the duck call.
Duck calls, those specific ones that sell are his. Those are the ones that are really popular. So, the way he built everything from the ground up, he's super family committed. And
he's super into Jesus too, right?
He is that as well.
He has a lot of kids. That's what I thought I knew. He's got a lot of kids.
Like four, I think. And then a lot of grandkids.
Okay, maybe that's
I guess
it.
He used to be a bad guy, and then he converted, and then preached.
History is full of people.
Do you equate a lot of kids with really into Jesus?
No, those are two separate things. I just remember thinking that I heard all his kids were into Jesus, and he had I thought he had 18 kids, but y'all are saying he's got a bunch of grandkids.
That's the Duggars. Yes.
Okay, that I did not know.
We don't talk about them.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the show, Corey?
I saw two episodes, and they seemed crazy. I was like, man, those dudes are loose cannons.
Not enough to get you to three.
No, not three. Not three, no.
This is crazy. I'm done here.
Sometimes you've seen enough crazy in your life. And this goes back to Roseanne. Roseanne was very, it hit home for me, so I didn't watch
How
it.
So?
I was like, that kind of reminds me of my home a little bit.
Oh. Same couch.
Kind of poor. We have one of those great-grandmother knitted, things hanging over the couch and stuff like that. So it just hit a little home.
So yeah. you stayed away from Roseanne.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Kristen won't watch, what's that show with William H. Macy? He's the dead.
Shameless.
She won't watch Shameless. She watched the very first scene and she's like, this reminds me too much of growing up. Turn this off.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, Duck Dynasty, I will say this. It's weird that it became
Shameless. Showtime. Good show.
It's
Didn't
weird
the dude
that it
keep like a pill in his tooth all the time or something like that.
Never mind. I don't know.
Back to you guys.
Like a cyanide pill?
No, like a
That's what I was
like
thinking.
Like a Xanax or something.
It is weird that Duck Dynasty became such a pop culture phenomenon though, because it is one of the few things that blew up in pop culture strictly just for being wholesome.
There's really
nothing super out of the way controversial. A lot of the reality stuff that blows up does.
Yeah,
they were just
it was a hokey. Scripted.
Yeah, which is just weird to me that it had such a broad appeal because most people look at it and go, that's corny.
Well, everybody loves Raymond. What's the show? There's one right after that. Kevin James. What's
King
that?
King of Queens.
Yeah, all those things are.
But it's a reality show for them to take over pop culture. They took over pop culture for about a year where they were the nice Christian Kardashian or something, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, was he just? Did he just die because he was older?
He had Alzheimer's.
I'm about to have.
Me too. I don't want to keep saying
about his relative.
But I guess I could keep saying it. You don't remember.
Corey, did you cook anything?
It's a race, man. It's a race.
I do have a.
I think, by the way, it's going to be a Seinfeld accusation. Good. I think you're using Alzheimer's to justify
the
spacing
jokes?
Out.
Oh.
Not the jokes.
Oh, yeah.
You can. Yeah,
using dementia just strictly for the jokes?
Yeah. wasn't that Seinfeld?
To Alzheimer's?
To Wally. He converted to Judaism for the jokes.
Using Alzheimer's for the out.
It's like it's
early
like
dementia.
When
using
somebody
your dad's
asks you to help move, you're like, oh, the back injury I've had for many years. Yeah. You're like,
I can't get kids.
Yeah, exactly.
What, are they going to fire you? Are they going to put you in the office and be like, well, you have early stages of
dementia. I've already planned this. I've been getting the long-term disability for a few years now on the insurance, paying for it. I'm ready. Let's go.
You are paying for it?
Oh, I've been paying for years, yeah.
Oh.
When did your dad first get Alzheimer's, you think?
Let's see. I think I first noticed it when he put the eggs in the oven after he got back from the grocery store. I was like, this is not normal.
Because they go on top of the oven in a pan, obviously.
Sure.
That's how you make
eggs. They
go on the fridge.
Oh, okay.
So I would say he was about 68, 69. So I got a good 23 years.
Okay. How far ahead do you need to be really paying into this thing to make it worth your while?
On the long term?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's you just pay into it. But okay. It's just, I'm just doing it just for... My dad always said, always get the long term. It's like it's a tax deduction, I think, whatever.
You think?
I don't really know how that works.
He just got his tax return back.
I don't even know what a write-off actually is.
This one or the one from like a couple years
ago? No, I got that one. They just sent me a check out of nowhere. I was like, yeah, I'm whole again. Now I got this one.
All right. Wait,
you're waiting for 2024?
It's direct deposit, right? They do the direct deposit.
Yeah, yeah. But you're not waiting on any tax returns currently. What's open?
They haven't directly deposited the money yet.
Okay.
It takes a couple of days.
Okay.
So I just did it last week.
Hey.
But no, I'm not waiting for anything else. I am caught up, baby.
More identity theft?
It's like finding $10 in your pocket.
It is like finding 10 bucks.
Are you sure you're getting money back? Because I thought you said you were still doing the monthly payment thing. And doesn't that just apply to your balance?
No, I got that.
That's all squared away
now?
That's
all squared away.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Neat. Does it make you want to?
It is neat.
You know, Kevin, he's already got his done.
Do them on time. Like for a change.
No, my guy says they get their money when they get their money. That's what he says.
Okay.
You know.
Is your guy like a legitimate accountant or
look, he's Eastern European.
It's Joey from Queens.
I said I wanted an Eastern European accountant.
Why is that?
I think those like Soviet bloc countries are just shady enough to like where they might take some risks. Uh-huh. Well, he's old. I mean, he's like 60.
Does he still refer to it as the Soviet bloc?
I don't know. I kind of talked to him about that.
We're back tomorrow with...
More of
I hope it is more of this.
We're back tomorrow with Jake Riedma recapping the Stars at 7 and Brett Boone at 9:20. It's the KNC Masterpiece next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.